As we enter into this time of prayer, I want to invite you just to make yourself comfortable wherever you're at. And if you feel comfortable doing so, and you're not driving or something like that that needs your attention, feel free to close your eyes if it's helpful. And then maybe just take some deep breaths and try to become more aware of God's presence with you. He is indeed near you and with you, and we simply need to become more attentive to His presence. So God, as we sit together this evening, help me to recognize and to be aware of Your presence. As I prepare to reflect on my day, particularly as it relates to the money You have entrusted me with, would You help me to listen well and to trust You as You reveal things to me about what's going on in my heart. Next, we're going to take some time just to reflect on our day. So take some time to mentally walk through your day, starting at the beginning. Ask God to help you see things that maybe you didn't notice today. For example, were there times today when you felt like you didn't have enough of something? What was your response to that? Or were there times when you were invited to give something away or let someone borrow something? What was your response to that? On the other hand, when did you experience contentment today? Or discontentment? And how did you respond to those feelings? And lastly, how did God provide for you today? Take some time if any one of these questions resonated with you or piqued something in you. Lean into that and bring that to God. But take some time to reflect and pray. As you continue to reflect and do business with God in this way, I want to again encourage you to bring your emotions and responses to God. That could be a whole variety of things, whether that's gratitude or the need for confession or something else. Bring those things to Him. If it's helpful, here are a few prompts or beginnings to prayers that might be useful in bringing those things to the Lord. For example, today, Father, I confess that there were times when I felt anxious and fearful as it relates to my money and possessions. At other times today, I felt grateful for Your provision and kindness to me. Thank You, Lord, for the way that You provided for me today. I confess that even though I have all that I need, I continue to find myself wanting more or wanting something different. So God, would you help me to see why that is? And would you teach me how to be content with the resources and life that you've entrusted to me? And finally, if I'm honest, there are times when I felt trapped by my lack of or abundance of possessions. I know you desire for me to be free. So would you help me to take one step towards experiencing this freedom? Before we wrap up, let's take one more opportunity just to meditate and to pray on one passage of scripture in particular. Listen to these words from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. So God, in accordance with these words from Scripture, would you help form in me a heart of contentment? Finally, let's look forward to what is ahead. So end in a minute or two of just quiet with open hands, resting in the truth that God knows you, loves you, and kindly desires to grow and transform you in this. He invites us to partner with him, but mercifully, he does the heavy lifting. As we open our hearts to God and acknowledge where we're at, he is gracious to meet us there and grow us at a pace that we can handle. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.